شكرا سيدي الرئيس.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The delegation of Egypt has the honor to deliver the statement on behalf of the Arab Group. The Arab Group expresses its reiterates its deep concern regarding the continued increase in the number of refugees and displaced persons around the world as a result of continuing conflicts, instability, and persecution, as well as the huge challenges facing the protection of refugees, including children, especially in the context of the COVID-19 pandemic. The group expresses its appreciation to the UNHCR for its efforts to address these challenges. In this context, the Arab Group reaffirms its commitment to hosting and protecting refugees without discrimination and providing them with support despite the severe negative impacts of the pandemic. The group stresses that experience has indeed demonstrated that it's possible to successfully balance between public health considerations on the one hand while providing support and protection for refugees on the other. We refer to the measures taken in the Arab countries hosting refugees in the areas of providing health care and vaccination against COVID-19, providing education, social protection, registering refugees, providing mental health services and psychosocial support, as well as protecting people with disabilities and the elderly. The group also notes that the adoption by the Council of the League of Arab States convened at the level of foreign ministers in its 155th ordinary session on the 3rd of March of 2021 of the Arab Strategy for Preventing and Responding to All Forms of Violence in Asylum, especially sexual violence against women and girls, and the annexed action plan. The Arab Group stresses once again the need for concerted international efforts to ease the burdens on the host countries and to achieve a fair and sustainable sharing of burdens and responsibilities. With regard to the note on international protection, the Arab Group takes note of what was expressed by the Secretariat, that this document, like any other internal document of the UNHCR, reflects the viewpoint of the Secretariat only and does not necessarily reflect the positions of member states. In this context, the Arab Group affirms its reservation to the non-consensual language reflected in paragraph 30 of the document, and we request that this reservation be recorded in the report on the deliberations of our meeting. In conclusion, the Arab Group reiterates the need for concerted international efforts and solidarity in order to guarantee the equitable distribution of the COVID-19 vaccines and access of all refugees and displaced persons to the vaccination. Thank you, Mr. Chair.